Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau in Chicago. Steve, so many scams right now. I don't know where to start, but we should probably begin with what you need to watch out for at Lollapalooza. Tell us about this.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me today. With Lollapalooza, obviously the scammers will be out in full force. There's actually double whammy this year because there also will be fake tickets or fake wristbands that are being sold. But as you know, the city of Chicago is requiring that you be vaccinated or show proof that you tested negative within the last 72 hours. So finding tickets, there's countless ways to find for consumers to find it and also to find fraudulent vaccine cards. So the FBI has warned consumers, students, kids, that if they do provide any type of fake documentation, they're subject to arrest and obviously jail time for that offense as well. So you got to be careful, scammers. You got to deal with reputable organizations. A licensed ticket broker is your best bet at this time, and that's the only source you should get your information. Buying from Craigslist is buying like somebody from a dark alley. You wouldn't do that in the normal world. Why would you do that on the online world?
And can people either go to the website or call the Better Business Bureau and check things out?
Yes, the Better Business Bureau is a referral agency, as most consumers don't realize. You can go to the Better Business Bureau, find businesses that you can trust, but you can also find businesses, information about businesses, whether they meet our standards and what their grade is from A+ to F. Our information is based upon consumer feedback, consumer complaints, and obviously customer reviews is an important aspect of it. But call us first, not after. And if you see a scam, report it. Even if you don't fall for it, Bob, we want consumers to reach out to us, let us know about the scams, so we can warn others and notify the authorities as well and hopefully put these scammers out of business, because the only way to put scams out of business, Bob, as you know, is not to give them your business.
So is the best way to reach you BBB.org online, BBB.org?
Yeah, that's our main website, BBB.org. You find information about companies, but also tips, what to look for in scams, and all of our information, our news releases and tips are on there to provide you more education, because education is the most important thing. So many times consumers, call us after the fact when it's too late and we can't get their money back for them, or, something else has happened. So check with the Better Business Bureau first and find businesses you can trust.
What's going on with the phishing scams all over Illinois?
It's getting really out of hand, Bob, as you said. I've never seen so many scams in my career, and I've been at the Better Business Bureau almost 34 years now. Seems like Illinoisans are highly targeted by scammers now for ID theft, and we're seeing that not only through the Secretary of State using their name and also the Illinois Department of Employment Security. So basically, you get a text. I'm sure you received some, Bob, and they want you to update your information. And, as everything's shifted to COVID now, people are used to, providing information instead of going in person. So sometimes it's coincidental that your license may be due next month is up, and then you put in some information. They're asking for your driver's license number, your social security number, and guess what? That's prime information, gold to them, to steal your identity. Not today, not tomorrow. It could be a year from now, but it can happen to you. So we're being very vigilant. Please do not click on any links asking for personal information. That is the tip-off to the rip-off right now, and Illinoisans are getting really hit from all over the state, especially in Chicago and northern Illinois.
Steve, listen to this voicemail that a lot of people are getting right now, and it's very fishy, P-H, fishy, and I want you to comment on this. Here it is.
Hi, this is Andrea with the Student Services Department. I'm following up in regards to your outstanding federal student loan balance. We've been trying to reach you because you are eligible for the federal student loan forgiveness program due to the changes made in 2021. It's imperative that we speak with you as soon as possible, since the student loan payment delay is about to come to an end. You can reach us directly to discuss your options at 888-673-1613.
Yeah, and forget about that number, because you don't want anybody calling this number for sure. Have you heard about this, Steve?
Exactly. Bob, there's about $1.2 trillion owed in student loans right now. So this is public information for the scammers and the bad businesses out there trying to take advantage of the situation. They create this urgency that you got to call them that, payment is due soon and things will be changing. And they basically want you to do either they'll fish for, information from you, try to get information, your social security number, or they'll try to, get you into another loan to pay off this. Or promise false scholarships, additional monies for you as well. There's so many calls right now from different organizations, and you really have to check them out with the Better Business Bureau first and deal with the lender itself directly. So whoever your student loan is with, deal with them. If you have problems paying or need some help and assistance, contact them directly, not those third-party sites, because the third-party sites, some of them are actually just grabbing the information from you and stealing your identity, or can put you in something, or doing something for you that you can do free of charge as well. But so many times, you know, people owe this money and they kind of avoid the bill collectors, but at this time it's not good to avoid bill collectors. Deal with them directly and don't use those third-party services, because some of them are questionable, and check everyone out with the Better Business Bureau.
Is there a phone number that people can call in addition to getting to you online, Steve?
Exactly. Our main phone number is 312-832-0500, and we can be reached. Our computers work 24 hours a day, so we can fax you, text you things, information on businesses as well. Again, we want you to come to us first and find out about these scams, and please, we're asking the public for their help. If they see a scam, and if they don't think they're going to fall for it, and if nobody will, somebody will, Bob. We need this information. Mm-hmm. Go to our scam tracker site at the Better Business Bureau website.
312-832-0500 and BBB.org. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you.